soul glows inside the light. If you could be yourself, you would never leave it. That's Alden Solovey, a Hebrew liturgist, poet, and teacher. I think he knew a little bit about Hanukkah. How wonderful that the story we shared with the kids this morning is about remembering who you really are and being willing to stand and let your light express and connect with other people. This is about lighting the true light of faith. So Hanukkah does begin on Tuesday, so it probably wasn't a surprise to many of you. Tuesday for 8 nights. And remember the story of the, after having cleansed the temple, it was the second temple of Solomon, that there was only a little tiny bit of oil. Only a little tiny bit. How was that going to last for the 8 nights they needed it? It was through the faith of knowing that there is a light that's greater than what the oil is going to create. And the faith of that one person spread through the entire congregation, and the light lasted for 8 nights. It's about the faith. It's about the faith-filled love. It is about the true light that we always have access to. Always. So it takes the smallest amount of constancy, the smallest amount of devotion, the smallest amount, like a mustard seed size of faith. And it will grow as we focus upon it, because haven't we noticed that what we focus upon tends to expand? And we have a choice. We can focus upon the ain't it awful. And when it does, we tend to get more ain't it awful. When we focus upon the light that maybe we forgot, that we can't see right now or feel or experiencing, we're not experiencing it right now because there are circumstances that are just too big for us and we can't handle it and it hurts. Just remembering that the light exists can begin to shift our consciousness from the I can't handle this to there's something bigger than I am that knows exactly what to do. It's a light that is it cannot be distinguished. It is inextinguishable. So we begin with what faith we have, no matter what the size may be. And then we allow it to be ignited by the light of truth, and it multiplies. And when we work together, when we bring our lights together, just wait till Saturday night, something amazing takes place. And it's palpable. And people's lives change, and hearts are healed, and spirits are lifted, because we're being faithful to that divine light, the one light that shines eternally no matter what. Our souls are illumined, and we become free to live that genuine life. Remember the song? It is better to light just one little candle than to stumble in the dark. Better far that you light just one little candle. All you need is a tiny spark. If we all said a prayer that the world would be free, a wonderful dawn of a new day we'd see. And if everyone lit just one little candle. Let's sing it together. What a bright world. You don't know the song. This would be. Next Sunday, I expect you to know it. Well, you know, I love that little forgotten Hanukkah story because it reminds us that we forget who we are, right? We don't stand like this with our heads held high, know that we are the individualization of the presence of the divine. Did you wake up remembering that this morning? How about tomorrow? How about right now? Remembering who we are. What kinds of things cause this eternal light within us to grow dim? We know it never goes out. It feels like it. Have you ever felt like your light went out? I have too. We all have. That's part of the human condition. But what causes it to dim? So many things. Illness, pain. It's hard to experience the light when we're hurting and we're feeling nauseated. What else makes it go out? Unkind words from another person. Have you ever noticed that the light goes, oh. My kids, when they were little, of course, they loved each other, but they would sometimes say something that wasn't the kindest. I know mine were the only ones. But what they would say was, like they were a little caterpillar or something, they'd go, for the CD, I'm taking my fingers and putting them on top of my head and curling them down, okay? They'd say, you hurt my feelers. So, unkind words. How about making a mistake? I hate that, don't you, when I make a mistake? And the light can start to dim. Oh, no. But, of course, we know what to do with that one, don't we? Because you know what normally happens? We haven't talked about this for a while at the time. Somebody might not have been here that day. So if we make a mistake, much of the time, our body language starts to change. We go like this. We go, oh, no, I made a mistake. And we feel horrible, and our light tends to get dimmer and dimmer. We need to get over that, right? Because we're going to be creating more of that and making it so that we're inclined to make more mistakes if we don't heal it. So let's heal it and let's do it quickly. So remember the circus bow. The clowns make mistakes on purpose. Why else would they have shoes this big that they can trip over? They do it to make us laugh. And the circus bow goes like this. Ta-da, I made a mistake. And so I will ask you again right now to think about some mistake that you made any time in your life. Is there anyone who never made one? You didn't. Okay. She's ascending. Think of one mistake you made that you wish you hadn't made. I'm thinking of one right now. Okay, and now let's go. Ta-da! Doesn't that feel better? Okay, but that's one of the things that can get our lights a little dim. So we need to move through that. Stress can dim the light. Is there any stress this time of year? Did you know I'm doing an hour-long workshop this afternoon from 12:30 to 1:30 on coping with the holidays? Come. And we'll be enjoying that while we're listening to the choir rehearse. So if you're in the choir, you're going to have to keep your stress, sorry. No, you won't, because Jonathan always leads you through beautiful meditative experiences. You'll feel wonderful. Yes.
Music therapy.
It's music therapy. Very good, Katie. You're right. It is. Loss, grief tend to dim our light. We've all experienced some of that. It's not something we can ever get through life without experiencing. Just over 4 years ago, my son passed, my youngest son. And it was very difficult for a while to feel and see and experience the light. And that was October of 2013. And I had for years written a holiday sonnet. And that year, I wrote my holiday sonnet. And may I share it with you? As unexpected happenings arise, our faith can either deepen or decrease. And even if a precious someone dies, our trust in life and love can bring us peace. For underneath the changing forms, we find the changeless truth of bright eternity. as sadness, tears, and fears are left behind, the season brings new possibility. For love is born again in all our hearts, but only as we open them, anew. The promise of eternal life imparts the sweetness of an elevated view. The wonders of new birth bring hopeful signs. My son has left the earth, the sun still shines. And that was, thank you. That was very therapeutic for me. It reminded me that he lives, and I miss Jeff. When I miss Jeff, I put my hand right here on my heart. And other Jeffs have popped up ever since then, which is always nice. And I feel his presence. And I don't know how this works, but I know that it does. That he has gone on to experience the most amazing life of freedom and joy and wholeness. And at the same time, he can be right here with me and the other beloved members of our family whenever we decide to come into that beautiful experience with him. How does that work? I'll find that out one day, I'm sure, but not for a long time. So these are some of the things that dim our light. Now, can you imagine all those years ago as the first celebration of the eight nights were taking place, that there was amazing devastation in people's hearts and minds. They didn't know if they would ever get back into their temple again. They didn't know if they'd be free enough to practice their religion and not be imposed upon by another. But there was enough faith and enough light within them. There's a lot of energy here today. It's a good energy. Crack, snap, crackle, and pop. It's a Rice Krispies kind of day. Enough faith and enough knowing and enough believing and enough healthy expectancy, or as Thomas Trover would say, cheerful anticipation of what's to come, that they hung in together and still celebrate and rejoice and have wonderful reminders. We need each other, that's for sure. Every time I have gone through a difficult experience, I tend to go inside and connect with the presence of God's love. And I tend to open my arms and be embraced by other people so we can walk through it together. And you notice that too in your own lives? That there is this balance. People have different needs for the internal and the external. But there's always a balance that we can find and achieve and work with between just the solitary, where we're never really alone, where we're experiencing the Rice Krispies moment of being alive in the life of the one and being so sweetly satisfied that nothing is needed, nothing is wanted, everything is provided right here, and the light illumines and warms us. And then at the same time, or at different times, to feel embraced by the love of our community, the love of family members, the love of people that we delight in. So our faith becomes steady when we are keeping our faith in the true light, that which is eternal, that which never changes, that which is true no matter what it may look like or feel like at the time. Conditions come and go. Remember in the Bible we read so often, and it came to pass. We can look at it a little differently. It didn't come to stay. It came to pass. No matter the condition, no matter the pain in our hearts, no matter the confusion we may be experiencing, it came to pass. And we can ultimately find the great gifts in that experience. But only if we're willing to turn back to that light and let it warm us And let it embrace us. And let other people share it with us. This community is a community of light. One of the images that I love is the lighthouse. And one of our beloved members said that she was perhaps on a little different path for a short time and heard the ping. You know, lighthouses ping. Did you know that? Heard the ping of this lighthouse and returned. Many years ago, you know, I was raised in Unity and Religious Science, but I would always go to other churches and other places. Never went to a synagogue as a kid. I had to grow up enough for that to happen, I guess. But other churches from time to time. And I would go with my friends to the Baptist church, and they'd like that I could sing, and so I would sometimes sing for one of our celebrations. And I remember a song that I learned and sang was, "There are 99 who safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold." And it was all about the shepherd going out and bringing that one little lamb back in. And so it is our beacon of light that is the shepherd that brings back, because our light continues to be bright, even when some of us may be experiencing something painful or dark. The light of our community is still bright. That lighthouse is still steady. And the ping of that light brings people back, or brings them for the first time, perhaps, whether it's this community or another. Because here's a secret I'm going to tell you. God is in every church, every synagogue, every mosque, and outside, too, under the oak tree, snow-covered oak trees. There is no, as the children say, there's no spot where God is not. So we remember to embrace the light that is forever, ever embracing us. So how do we regain our brilliance when we begin to feel a little dim? Be willing to experience the process we're moving through, for one thing. We don't pretend like things don't happen. They happen. We're just willing to move through the process, knowing that there is a better outcome eventually. Might be short time, might be a little longer, but we experience the grief, we experience the atonement. I love the word atonement. Look at it. At one meant. When we come back into our true self, we are at one with that presence. And then we can be at one with others if we have things we need to atone for. Another way we regain it is to go through the dusting, shining process as the little forgotten Hanukkah did. Rumi says, "If you are irritated by every rub, how will your mirror be polished?" So if someone says something unkind, let that just be grist for your mill. Allow the grinding, allow the polishing, and know that you don't have to be irritated by it. Eric Butterworth, in his wonderful book, In the Flow of Life, says, "You can't be disturbed unless you are disturbable." And so let's just notice that whatever takes place, we can flow with it. We don't have to become agitated about it. We can allow our mirror to be polished. And the most important part, of course, is to, in regaining our brilliance, is to remember who we are. What a great example that little Hanukkah was for us. We need to remember who we are. And then to be willing to shine that light for others. This is a fabulous time of year. It's such a beautiful awareness that there is an elevated energy, an energy of love, that is expressing through so many different faith traditions through us, if we can catch it, we can, you know, just like this former California girl going like this when the snow comes down. You can catch it. You can taste it. You can taste the love that is in the air, the energy that is so healing, that is so restorative, that is so harmonizing, so illuminating, so uplifting, rather than get stressed about it. We're too blessed to be stressed. You like that? I wish I'd made it up. I saw it on a Baptist church one day. See, we can learn from everybody. So Rumi also says, be a lamp, a lifeboat, a ladder. Help someone's soul heal. Walk out of your house like a shepherd. Walk out of your house like a shepherd or a little Hanukkah. Will you say with me, the light of truth shines eternally from within me. It touches, blesses, and illuminates all in my path. It touches, blesses, and illuminates all in my path. And so, my beloveds, beginneth our lesson.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community as together we create a world that works for all.